Hey, welcome everybody. This is the next class in our series. We're going to spend the next three classes talking about brain health, which I'm super excited about, but this is an overview. We're going to call this the Brain Boot Camp, the ultimate class for maximizing and preserving your brain. Yes, I'm looking at the same screen that you're looking at. I am going to look at that for prompts as we go through this, but I will tell you, if you're okay with where you're at right now, if you're okay continuing to eat Fritos and drink soda and you don't care, this course is not for you. This isn't about doing Sudoku. This is about making maximum change to maximize your brain's potential. Well, if you're okay with eating Fritos and drinking your sodas and taking your cholesterol pills, the chances of you leaving this life and not remembering who your grandkids or your kids are very high. If you don't want to do that, then stick with me for the next few minutes because we're going to share with you some important information about how to maximize your brain's potential and how to really get a grasp on things so that you can go later into life with strong and healthy body and brain. So that all said, this is a precursor to a course that we're in the midst of building. At the time I'm recording this, it is March 21st of 2024. That course is not built yet, but if it's beyond that date, so later down the road, in the description, there might be a link to this course that we're going to build. We're going to take a deep dive into each one of these subjects that we're going to cover today. That course will knock your socks off with meal plans, grocery lists, and everything you need to maximize your brain and to do it yourself. So here we go. The importance of the holistic approach for optimal brain health. This is how I want you to think about us. Hey, when we're talking about holistic, we're talking about dealing with the body as a whole. We're talking about how all the systems work in concert together. This isn't about, oh, your cholesterol's high, take a cholesterol pill. Oh, your blood sugar's high, take a blood sugar pill. Oh, you've got Alzheimer's. Sorry, nothing we can do. This might help with the symptoms. Here's another pill. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about treating the entire system in such a way that everything affects everything. And when you do that, it makes for optimum brain function. Now, your brain makes up about 8 to 10% of your body's total weight, yet consumes 20 to 30% of everything you put into your mouth. It has a huge metabolic demand. So food is absolutely going to affect the function of your brain. That's why you need to listen to what we're talking about. Now, in previous classes, we've talked about something called the cell danger response. You can go back to my website on the blog. You can see the video on the cell danger response. But we're going to take the 9 fitness factors for cell danger response. We're going to apply them to the brain in this video. So if you haven't gotten the Thyroid Debacle book, it was written by two friends of mine, Dr. Eric Balcavage and the lovely Dr. Kelly Halderman. You need to get that book in the link. In the description, you'll find a link to buy that. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, you will see a link that will take you to the blog post. The blog post has all the links that we're talking about. If you're watching this on the blog, everything I'm talking about is listed out before. So when I mention a link, it's down there. If I'm YouTube, go to the blog post. So the links are there. Now, the foundation of the brain health. There's two essential things that your brain needs to survive. It is fuel and activation. If you do not have fuel and activation, you are going to lose nerves. If you have fuel and you have proper activation, you're going to build nerves through a process called neuroplasticity. Your fuel consists of glucose and oxygen at its purest, simplest form. The activation consists of movement and stimulation. Hey, that's why I started by saying Sudoku's not enough. We're talking about actually moving your body to stimulate your brain. When fuel and activation are in harmony with each other, you will build new nerves. So let's get into the fitness factor. Number one is diet. Okay, we've got to have a diet that's going to fuel your brain for ultimate connectivity and function. It is super important to stay away from processed foods, processed drinks, as they contain chemicals that will actually bind to proteins and cause immune system reactions that attack your brain, or they're going to disrupt the blood sugar regulation of your brain. Your brain actually produces its own insulin, so it's very important to take care of it because blood sugar regulation is the key to a healthy brain. So we want to focus on whole foods. We want to focus on fruits. We want to focus on vegetables, healthy fats, lean proteins. There's a huge role of antioxidants with brain health and omega-3 fatty acids like krill oil. And vitamins can play an especially important role in maintaining good brain health. But I have all this all put together for you. We do have a blood sugar mastery course. You'll see a link to that that will take 21 days to teach you how to regulate your blood sugar. And that is especially important with brain health. And there's also a link in the description to our full script protocol that we use for supplements that maximize brain health. So that information's in the link below. Number two of the fitness factors is sleep and the importance of sleeping 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep per day. You know, you hear all these influencers and motivational and successful people saying, you know, you can sleep when you're dead. Well, if you don't sleep, you're going to be dead sooner rather than later. The reality is when you're asleep for that amount of time, your brain is going to clean itself out. You're going to have a stem cell reaction. You're going to literally detoxify your brain, take out toxins, fix your nerves, all happening when you're sleeping appropriately. So you've got to maximize and prioritize your sleep. Number three of the fitness factors is respiration. This is literally exchanging oxygen, breathing it in, swapping it out for CO2, and blowing out CO2. We all don't know how to breathe appropriately. Let's put it this way. If you want to build a big bicep muscle and you only do a half of the range of motion of the bicep, are you going to get the best bicep you can? No. If you're not breathing deeply and having a practice of breathing deeply, your diaphragm is just a muscle. It's not going to have the range of motion it could. You're not going to get deep breaths. You're not going to get proper oxygenation to the brain. I did a video about box breathing. It's on YouTube. There's a link to it below. Learn how to box breathe and make a daily habit of box breathing. Do meditation, do yoga, implement all these things because it's going to ultimately be better for your brain. Number four, emotional stress. Emotional stress, and we talk about threats, real or perceived threats. Hey, if you're about to lose your home, that is a real threat. If there's a saber-toothed tiger outside your door that's going to eat you the second you walk out, that's a real threat. Most of the threats that we face, emotional stresses that we face, are perceived. We have a problem that we encounter and our brain overreacts to it. We put ourselves under stress. And when we put ourselves under stress, it releases chemical cascades that are harmful to our brain. So we've got to figure out how to reduce our stress. I'm a big fan of professional counselors. I have one here in Idaho Falls that I see. If you don't have one, find one. They're awesome. Hey, meditation can help reduce this. Exercise can help reduce this. There's even things about cold plunging. The whole idea behind cold plunging is it forces you into deep breathing techniques. But learn what they are. YouTube is a vast wealth of knowledge. But you can start with my box breathing video that I did that's linked below. Number five, physical activity. Most people think that Sudoku is going to save grandma's brain. Unfortunately for grandma, it's probably a little bit too late. But for us right now, you've got to figure out an exercise that you love. Hey, types of exercise that are beneficial for the brain include all of them. I saw a video, a meme come across the other day. My friend sent it to me that was middle-aged women doing an exercise routine with big, heavy drumsticks. And it was kind of saying, you know, middle-aged women will do anything to get out of lifting weights. It was funny, but the reality is they're still moving. They're still moving their joints. Okay? Now, is that the most beneficial? Probably not. My opinion of the most beneficial is to get to the gym, lift weights. Your muscles have direct connections to your brain. The more muscle you have, the more connections you have, the healthier you're going to be. Muscle is literally the organ of longevity that includes brain health. So lift weights. Hey, let's just get a trainer if you need to, get with a friend, but start picking up heavy things and putting them down, as my good friend Shane McCarthy says. That will develop neuroplasticity that will keep your brain alive longer. So lift weights, get outside, hike, run, stretch. You know, there's so many more things to it that you can do to improve your brain health, but you gotta just find something you love and something that you'll stick to. Number six is the habitual side of things, or your daily habits. having daily habits of going to bed on time, going to bed at the same time, getting up at the same time as best you can. Habits like winding down before you go to bed, getting away from blue lights before you go to bed, reading before you go to sleep to kind of calm your brain down. All these things are your daily habits that if you cultivate those daily habits, they're going to treat your brain well in the long run. I would even throw in here addictive habits, getting rid of addictive habits like consuming sodas too much or diet sodas too much. If you're consuming those things on a daily, that is habitual. We got to stop. It may not matter today or tomorrow, but it will definitely matter 5, 6, 7 years down the road. So getting off of those things is and getting in the habit of drinking enough water is absolutely essential in your daily routine. Environmental, number 7. You want to minimize the exposures to toxins and pollutants. You know, you think of toxins and pollutants, you think of the old skull and crossbone warnings, right? There's no chemical spill near me, so I'm not near any toxins or exposures. That's not necessarily true. Your household cleaners are full of them. Your personal care products are full of them. If you're not using the clean stuff, you are exposing yourself to toxins on the daily basis. So it's time to take a deep dive and look at those. I go into a little bit more detail in the description. But we do have an Amazon store where we have gone through and posted some of our favorite personal care products that you can check out the brands that we use that's on there for you already. So as far as recommendations, you know, look at your daily care products, your personal products, look at your household cleaners. This isn't a plug for Melaleuca, but we do use Melaleuca cleaners because they do have less toxins than the store-bought brands. So just start looking into those things because your brain will thank you later down the road. Number 8 is the metabolic side of things. Your metabolism plays a role in your health. For example, blood sugar. We've already talked about the blood sugar course. If your blood sugar is chronically too high and you have chronic insulin issues, that's going to disrupt the chemistry of your brain. If you're forming too many triglycerides, it's going to adversely affect your brain. You have to have a skilled practitioner look at blood work for you to make decisions, help you make decisions on how to change those biomarkers. When it comes down to it, it's, you know, if you go out and buy a nice car, you're not going to put crappy fuel in it. Why are we treating our bodies any different than that? That's the bottom line. So metabolism matters. Your blood work matters. Looking at numbers appropriately matters. If we can help you with this part, we'd love to. Please reach out to us. That's real easy to look at over the phone or with video. Number 9 is genetics. Genetics cannot be ignored. However, genetics far too often is the scapegoat. Well, I'll use myself for an example here. My grandfather died of Alzheimer's. Okay? I have that same gene. It's called the HLA-DQ gene. I'll talk a little bit more about that. Does that mean that I'm predisposed to Alzheimer's disease? Absolutely. Does that mean I'm going to develop Alzheimer's disease? I'm surely going to develop Alzheimer's disease because I have that gene? No, it does not. Lifestyle. Your genetics is the trigger, your lifestyle is the gun. If your lifestyle is such like my grandfather's or my father's was, no exercise, very minimal exercise, Pepsi-aholics, poor food choices throughout their lives, it's no wonder, right? So lifestyle, we can't just use genetics as an excuse because lifestyle plays a role into that. I would recommend doing some genetic testing to figure out what genes you have so you can make appropriate long-term decisions for yourself. We're here to help you with that if you need us. So in conclusion, let's just go back over the fitness factors themselves. My slides are out of order. So whatever. In conclusion, there are ways to nurture your brain holistically. When you look at these 9 fitness factors, including diet, sleep, respiration, emotional stress, physical activity, habitual, environment, metabolic, and genetic. When you start putting these pieces of the puzzle together, not only will your brain thank you, but your long-term effect is going to be metabolic health, energy, vitality that you never thought was possible. And it isn't possible if you're just going to eat the standard American diet and rely on pharmaceutical companies to provide you good health, because they absolutely cannot. Hey, one last thought, low-level laser therapy. This is a device that we use to enhance brain function. The gentleman on the screen here, that is my friend Ed, and we are working with him for vertigo, and we use the laser. We're actually shining that laser right through his mouth, so it hits his brainstem and activates pathways in his brainstem. What it does, it uses a groundbreaking technique known as photobiomodulation. It stimulates cellular function to promote healing and reduce inflammation. It enhances the brain ability to form and reorganize new connections so it can have higher neuroplasticity. And it opens this whole new frontier about preventative neurocare, meaning these are non-invasive techniques we can use to improve your brain function. So if you combine this with fuel, this is the activation portion of this. Now, for my people here in Southeast Idaho, we do have monthly subscriptions available. So this product is available to you so you can maximize your own brain function. I use this thing on the daily for me. Absolutely love it. My patients that I work with sing songs about how wonderful it is, but we don't make that available to you. So please reach out to us if that is something that you would like to have a connect. So, or have a chat about. So let's connect. If what I've said makes sense to you, or if you have questions, please contact me. Please reach out. If you have questions, feel free to ask them below, or just call or text us, and we can set up a time that you and I can just chat and talk about how we apply this to you specifically. So thank you for spending a few minutes with me on this class. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to dive into concussion and stroke. So you don't want to miss those, because what we talked about in this class is certainly going to apply to those. Anyway, thanks for spending some time with me. I really appreciate you guys and all your support. We'll see you on the next video.